Continuing now in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, this is the next Siman in your day that we're up to. It's entitled Shelo La'aso Schara Midvar Iser, not to do any merchandise, make any money, parnasa, with Davar Iser. And this does come up. I had this Shaila a few times. There are relevant applications. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that Kol Davar She'aser Min HaTorah, anything that is an Iser Midaraisa to eat, Afal Pisha Mutar Ba'ana, even though it's permitted to derive hana from it, such as, let's say, nevela and trefa. Although you can't eat it, you can get hana from it. If it is a type of food that it's designated for eating, a type of animal, I should say, that's designated for eating, so then you can do schora. So before you turn the page here, let's just understand what's going on here. If you look at the taz, this is a very important taz. The end of the taz is there's one sheet of the Taz which he says a few places throughout Shulchan Aruch, but he first gives some background here of whether or not this Isser is a Deraisa or a Dirabanan. Look at the top there, Taz Sivkat and Aleph, Asr Lasos Bo Schora. So, Bebes Yosef B'Shem Rajba Hatam Gezera Shema Yavo Lechol Mehem. The reason why you can't do any business with Machal Sasuros is because you might come to eat it. We'll see the Shach has a second reason why. Yatsu chamor v'gamal she'adam megadlan l'malacha. As opposed to camels and donkeys, a person may do business because no one eats camels or donkeys. It's not for food, and therefore they're raised to simply do work, and that would actually be allowed to sell chamor v'gamal. V'tmihasi, so Taz is bothered. Sharei b'per kol shah, the Gemara M'sachim, Isa shu iser deraisa. The Gemara there says that it's an iser deraisa to sell such animals, the taninan, talking about animals that are usher to eat, the taninan nizdamnu lo minim tmeim mutter lemochan lo v'dekachavim. So the lacha is, we're going to see this at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, probably not tonight, but tomorrow night, that let's say you're trapping an animal, you're looking to trap a deer, let's say, and you happen to catch a pig, that wasn't your goal, that's called nizdamin, then you are allowed to sell that type of pig. Or let's say you're shechting meat, shechting cows, and once in a while there's going to be a nevela, you're going to have a pasul shechita or a trefa on the cow, so even though that's usher to eat, you're allowed to sell it. That's called nizdamin, that just chances upon you, you weren't looking for it. So the Gemara says, nizdamin lo, if the guy happens to come across, a tummy animal enters into his trap, you're allowed to sell it. So what's the reason, the Gemara says, as the Taz quotes, mefarish taima, dekasiv lachem, shelachem yehieh. That you should have it. It should be for yours, for your use. Does that mean you're allowed to sell these animals? And the Gemara says, no, Mishani, no, Shiny Hacha, here's different. You have to read the Gemara there to appreciate it, but it's a cause of Yihyu that you're not allowed to sell Machalos Asuros, even though they may not have an Isser Hana attached to them, but you still can't make money off of them. So v'chein kasu betosa sham deraisi. It's a deraisa, this iser to sell machal sasuros. But nira deharajba kasav gzeira zusha Torah asa mishum ze the iser Torah. It was midichazinan hetera mishum lachem v'isur mishum yihu. So it sounds strange. One pasuk says lachem, you could sell it. The other pasuk says yihu, it's aser to sell it. So the Rashba says this is an example of hadavar masal lechachamim shem yivcharu ma'hiya aser ma'hiya mutter. It is sourced in the Torah, but the application was dependent on what the chachamim decided. So the Rashba takes a Tosus approach as an iser deraisa, but again it has options. Dugma, it's similar to the dvar iser melacha de chol hamoed, that chol hamoed, according to the pashup shad of Chagiga daf yud ches, it's aser melacha and chol hamoed is aser deraisa. What the applications are, that was handed over to the chachamim. Anything that is normally eaten, such as pig, that you can't sell. They also decided an animal, such as a chamor or a gamal, you are allowed to sell because those are typically meant to be used for malacha, not for eating. And that's the first part of toes of the Taz, that's in Issa deraisa, shemasu l'chachamim. But then he says, Shivra isi b'chumas hadeshin simin rei shekasu b'shem gilyan tosfos dehach drashahu esmachta. It's not really an Issa deraisa, even though the Gemara quotes a pasuk, it's an esmachta ba'alma. V'zeo kasu b'gilyan atosfos per kol shah, he quotes the tosfos here, shezacharti, shekasu de'issa deschara be'elu have deraisa, So even though the Tosa says it's deraisa, alze kasab hagilion, it's written on the side of the page in Gemara Pesachim, the lav deraisa mamish kamar, it doesn't really mean deraisa, de beemes einu ela midirabanan desmach de ba'amol. So we see there's a machlokish rishonim whether this is an isa deraisa or an isa midirabanan. Ela, the kashali asks the Taz. We're not going to appreciate this Tosfos, but we'll run through it quickly here. We'll get the basic question here. A person buys an object from his friend to make some money. He buys it for a low price. He sells it for a higher price to make some profit. That's also called business. The Mishnah says you can't do business with fruits of the Shemitah year. What's a common example that you could sell all these types of isurim? The Torah permits you to sell them. So what the Tosis says that there is a heter to sell all these items in such a way based on a pasuk. So now it's a very strange thing here. The Tosis just quoted a pasuk, machor l'nachri, you're allowed to sell shavias and becharos and trefos to a nachri. So v'im isa de'iser schora b'dvar m'tmeim eina ela m'dirabanan. If it's true that it's only us to sell these things on a dirabanan level like the Trumas HaDeshen felt, my mochichim atosos, what's Tosis proving, minavelos v'trefos minapasuk de'machor l'nachri? Meaning what? The Tosis is trying to prove that you're allowed to sell things in a deraisa level, so too you could sell other type of schora. But Tosis says, what do you mean? If really on a deraisa level, we hold like the Trumas HaDeshen, you could sell things in general, the iser is only an idirabanan iser, so what's Tosis bringing a pasuk for? We're not talking on the level of deraisa, we're talking on the level of dirabanan. So this is the key line, if you could ignore if that didn't make sense to you, this is the key line though. The hasam vade minatora el dirabanan asru. And here's the punchline. V'nir latari, it's this of the Taz's chiddushes. De'ein koach b'yad chachamim le'esor davar shepir sha'atar b'peirish leheter. The chachamim, although they have the ability to create isurim, they're never allowed to create an isur when the Torah explicitly says it's mutter. De'ein koach b'yad chachamim lehachmir, they can't be stringent ella b'makum she'ein b'lo iser v'lo heter, only if it's not mentioned anywhere, it's not us or not mutter, it's not mentioned at all, before Shmina Torah. So this is an example. Again, you have to read the Tosis to really appreciate this, but this is a klal that Taz has. The Taz has, if there's any pasuk in the Torah somewhere, even if it's a story about Avram, Yitzchak, or Yaakov, let's say, whatever the ma'aseh might be, which clearly shows they're doing something mutter, Chachamim will never create a gzeira that goes against a mefurish pasuk anywhere else in the Chumash. That's the yesod of the Taz that he mentions here, and a few other places in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember all the applications, but this is a very famous Taz that you should be familiar with. Okay, but back to our point though. According to the Taz, the reason why you can't sell machalos asuros is because you might come to eat that food. If you look over now at the Shach, back to the first page here, Sif Katan Aleph. The Shach writes that im hu davar hamiyuchal lamaychal lafuke susim v'chamor megamolim, to exclude horses, donkeys, camels, I would throw dogs in there either if it's not South Korea. The stamim lemlacha, these things are really meant to do work. V'abes Yosef hevi b'shem atosus tsof perak meruba shekasser ben otam dehu adin shar dvarim temeim shomdim la'achila. You also can do business with other types of aser food. Im megalim, however, if you raise them, limshoch oros bishumnan listakir man o lemachal nisrael shiimshach ben o lahalik mutter. So even when it comes to davar tama, if you're, let's say, camels. No, camels isn't a good example. What's another example that's edible other than pigs? What's an edible non-kosher animal? What else do they eat?
Fish, porpoise.
Porpoise? I don't know. Do they? Okay, fine. Let's say crab. Crab, fine. Horse movie. They said horses here, he thought was a lumacha. All right, let's pick crabs. Or what are the crabs? They eat crabs, right?
Lobster.
It's a lobster. We have a friend, actually, who has to make a lot of money on lobsters right now. Yeah, he's violating his isser, unfortunately. So a guy is selling lobster. If he's raising the lobster not to sell to be eaten, but to raise lobster to use their fats and the oils for some other purpose, so then that would be permitted, he says. But when it comes to Val Bechazer, when it comes to pig, HaKol Asr Mishum Shemai Shehaya, he refers to a din in Choshem Mishpat of Maisa Shehaya, what happened to Chazer, referring to Gemara and Gittin, I believe, with the pig and putting a pig over the wall and stuff and caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you can't do any business with a pig, even if you're raising the pigs for the leather, to make pigskin or use the fats and oils of the pigs. But other non-kosher animals, even if they are typically eaten, you can raise them if they're being sold for other purposes, not for eating purposes.
What's the reason for this? What's the reason why you can't do that, why you can't sell?
We said before, in the Taz, because you might come to eat it. Right, once you're dealing with that business. That wasn't the concern of the... We'll see, the Shach has another concern, but the Shach has a Mars Ayin concern, maybe more what you're trying to say. The Taz says that the owner himself might come to eat the food that he's involved with doing that business. He might, you know, they're making a McDonald's and he's checking out his kitchen and he smells a delicious cheeseburger. Maybe he'll come to eat it. Now, the end here, the Taz goes on to quote a sheet of the Rush, who argues and says, no, you're not allowed to sell it, even if you're raising the animals, you're raising the lobster for the purposes of the skin, the fat, the oil. He thinks it's usher across the board. If it's an animal that's typically eaten by the olam, then you're not allowed to do any business with it whatsoever. Look now at the Sifkat and Beis of the Shach. The Shach says, he quotes the Tam like the Taz first. We'll read through it quickly. At Tam, why you can't do schora with machal sasuros. Shema yavol lechol mehem, you might come to eat it. Aval im eino mocher letzorach achila, if you're not selling it for the purpose of eating, leka lemigzar, he doesn't think there should be a gzera, didafka kishemocher letzorach achila. This is like the first day in Taz. If you're only selling to eat, would it be us? Shema yavol lechol mehem, kevin shumocher achila. Oh, Shema Yavol Litom, we might come to taste it. Keder Chamochim Lachila, which is very common, that the people selling want to test their items to make sure they taste good. About Kishenu Misasek Bolatur Chachila Leka Lemigzar. He thinks we could paskin that if you're raising the animals not to be eaten, but for another purpose, then there's a heter according to the Shach. Inami, alternatively, Lishema Yavo Lechol Lo Chashinon, or perhaps we're not really concerned he might eat it. The Atu Barishi Askin, we're dealing with people who are Risham, who are going to eat Trefa Chas V'Shalom. The Lom is Dar L'Meichel Isura. El Atamis, the reason is Mishum Taharoe Shesocher B'Davar Ha'asr L'Tzorach Achila Yachshov Shekashem Shesochel L'Tzorach Achila Kachu Ochamim. It's a problem of Mara's eye. And the guy said, oh, that guy Ruvain, he sells pig, he's probably eating pig also. V'Lachain Mutter Hecha De'Eino Mocher Lachila, and therefore it's permitted if he's not selling for eating it, he's, say, raising pigs for pigskin to make footballs, that would be permitted, according to this man, Damar. So again, either because Maris Ayin or because he, Shema, he might come to eat it. Now this becomes very interesting. I'm not going to say who, but someone in this room here, once we had a Shaila, he had a certain stock in a publicly traded non-kosher chain, food chain, and the question, are you allowed to own a stock in that? That's ownership of Schora. What are your thoughts on that? Aser, Mother?
Isn't that really
right, so reading these Toms, that he's not going to come to eat it. He, you know, who knows where this chain is, and he's also not going to Zomar's iron here either. So one would think it's completely permitted. But a number of years ago, I asked Rav Schechter about this, and he quoted Rav Soloveitchik that he said it would be a problem. McDonald's would be an example of something that's publicly traded. So therefore, you cannot own a stock. He said, however, if a person, let's say, had one of these funds, his advisor bought a whole fund for him, and sometimes they're going to, you know, mix and match different things. You buy the whole stock market of a stock in each company, so you're going to get McDonald's along with that stock. That's what he thought was nizdame, that you weren't going for McDonald's. That just happened to chance upon you. That's part of the package. But if your person was going for particularly McDonald's or some other type of business, Rav Soloveitchik felt that would be usher. Now, I'm just wondering whether would everyone really agree to such an isser based on the Taz and Shach. It doesn't seem like the Svara would be there. But Rav Schechter was machmir on owning stocks.
You're not doing any business.
Well, no, you are, because you're making money off of it when you sell it.
The issue, whole concern is...
Well, that's what you just said, yeah.
I mean, there's, you're not... selling.
No, I understand. I understand.
That's
right.
The food I'm saying.
No, the iser is shelo lasos schora, right? Not to do business. That's the iser.
Yeah, what does schora mean?
Making business off of it, making money off it.
Buying and selling.
You are when you stock. Whenever you sell it off, yes, you.
No, like when you own a McDonald's, even the owners, each McDonald's is owned by an individual person.
That's fine, but if I own a stock,
anything.
No, if I own a stock, that's ownership. I'm making business off of machlas
azeris. You're not making any business.
What do you mean? When I sell, I buy it at $20.
You're not buying or selling anything.
You're not buying.
No, they're not gonna. But no, but when I sell it, I've made profit off of their business.
You're really like an employee. This is your invested employee. Like even like the owner of McDonald's, CEO of McDonald's, he does not own any of the McDonald's.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, McDonald's are individually owned by franchises.
Every single McDonald's.
But you're still doing business with it.
It's a company. You're not buying and selling.
But you're still making money off of machlas asuros. However you're making, whether because you own it or your royalties or whatever else.
I don't know what schor means. You're not allowed to make money. It means you're not allowed to conduct business. You're not allowed to buy and sell it. And that's why the reason is because you're going to come to eat it. Because if you're selling this fish,
no,
the lobster, you're selling the hamburgers.
I understand, right.
You might come to eat it.
That's what I said. So Rosh Hashanah was machmir. According to the svara of the Taz and Shach, I don't know if one would have to be machmir. But I'm not arguing Rosh Hashanah. I could revisit with him. I could talk to him again. I never asked Rav Willig about it either.
It comes up with like owning stock over Pesach also. It's
same idea, yeah. That's
but
a.
You could own a stock that.
Or on Shabbos, right?
It trades, right, they work on Shabbos.
Yeah. Or Yantif, right.
Or anything, yeah.
Yeah. In Echanami.
Because of a bank. The bank is right. doing business.
Right, but those Shabbos and Yantif are different halachas. About Schar Shabbos and when the stock market closes, or even in the bank, making interest. You leave money in the bank, you make a certain amount of interest. So if it happens on Shabbos, for Moshe's old tshuva about a 2-day Yantif, a 3-day Yantif, so he has all these kulas, but he kind of gets stuck when he has a 3-day Yantif. I think you're right, a person should like take his money out of the bank and put it back in. I have to look at that tshuva again. But those are other types of Yisurim, but in Echanami, yeah.
If you own shares in a bank stock and they're charging interest, are you over Ribbis? You're charging interest to other people?
No, you're not. No, so that again, we're getting obviously off topic here, but that is not a problem, because once you go through a middleman, and there are several middlemen along the way, so then that would be a way that would be permitted.
Even if Shabbos is early and the bank closes at 5 o'clock, an hour later.
Yeah. No, Moshe talks about this. At what point do you consider the interest of that day? When does it close? The beginning of the day? The end of the day? There's a Moshe Chua. We could do it another sheer topic if you want. But anyway, in terms of Schora, I think just reading through Taz and Shach now, it's worthwhile me asking Rav Shechter again, Rav Willig, who I didn't ask yet about owning stocks, whether everyone would agree that it should be usher.
Rules isn't the bus of a cholov, it has to be kosher and meat as opposed to treif. That was had to be.
In Echanan, but it's very possible the meat they use is nevela, regardless. Bus of a cholov is a whole other problem, but they definitely use nevela, they're not using kosher, shechter, and meat. They're using cow, that was not shechter properly. That's a nevela, that's an issur deraisa. Okay, let's look now back to the first page here. Let's take a quick look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. He's interesting suffix here. In Chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, on that first page, he says, Aser, it's five lines down in my Chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, Aser lasos bo schora, likboa malachto, levasha lenochri. Let's say you're hired to be a chef for the president, a non-Jewish owner. So, lenochri dvam asurim, v'notel schar tirchaso, im mikre schara tzarechin. So are you allowed to be a chef? Now at this point, you're not really, you're not making business off of this, you're being hired. You're not owning the meat, not selling the meat, you're just cooking. So the tzarechin, what's a tzarechin? Well, he's now being involved in the kitchen. He needs to taste the food to see if the soup's good, to see if the meat tastes good. So there's certainly a chashash there, but the kiveger isn't sure because it's not really schara either. He's just working in a non-kosher factory. Now, in general, being a chef for non-kosher food presents other issues, which is the issues of you can't be mevashel basar b'chalav. There's an issur d'oraisa. If you are cooking basar b'chalav, there is an issur d'oraisa. We learned in last week's parsha. It says, lo sevashel gadib b'chalav imo, three times in the Torah, echel l'achila, echel l'hanah, and echel l'bishel. They're three different isurim. So if you're cooking, this goes to Ezra's point. If you're taking kosher food, kosher shechted food, behema Torah, and you're cooking it with milk, that is an issur d'oraisa. So those who go to culinary school to learn how to be a proper chef. If it's a non-kosher school, they have to be very, very careful in following the halachas. So if they take pig and milk, that's not going to be an issur d'oraisa to cook pig. It has to be a kosher animal. Or if they take chicken, cooking chicken with milk is also not an issur d'oraisa. Bishul only applies when there's a real issur d'oraisa of the eating of basar b'chalav. Okay. No, I don't think so. And in terms of schor, I don't think.
But the chef is only making money because the food he's making is being sold. And
no, but he's not making money off the food. He's hired to work. He's working now. His job happens to be the food. But he's not making. He's not.
It's fungible. He's getting paid that same money that people are paying because they're buying.
The time of the gzeira is more applicable.
That's a different point. That's not schor, though.
No.
The time is more applicable, but it's not schor. The owning of a stock is schora, but the tam isn't applicable. So again, I have to revisit. The Rukiyega has a tarchin. Why the tarchin? To me, the only reason why it's a tarchin is because it's not schora. If it was so, if it's only based on the tam, there would be davar pashut. He shouldn't be able to be a cook. So again, I have to find out about the stocks again. Either way, I told the person to sell the stocks, and he saved a lot of money by doing so. So it tanked shortly thereafter. Okay.
The ground is up a lot this year, though.
What? I didn't say McDonald's. Okay. Let's look now at the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph. So the Pischei Tshuva writes, Kol davar she'asar, ayin b'sefer pri tawar, shematir es adam lischor bo, you're allowed to sell blood. I don't know if that's a market for that now. Kaven the iskash lemayim, since the pasuk connects mayim to dam to mayim, so just like mayim is mutter, so too dam is mutter. Vayim b'tshuvas not b'yehuda tinyana chelok yardeya simin samech bei shehiskim imo, he agrees as well. And I think the pasuk pshat is because no one really eats blood, so it won't be b'chal machal sasiros of dvarm hamuchadim la'achila. V'chein kasev b'tshuvas chesam sofer simin kufches v'hosif od. So Aver Menachai is something I imagine that's eaten, but that should, one would think, would be also to do schara, but since it's iskash to dam, and dam is mutter, so Memela Aver Menachai is also permitted to be sold. Look at the next Pischei Tshuva, Sivkat and Beis, Min HaTorah. He says, Ein ber heitav shel Rav HaMaritzal, shekasa b'shem, not sure who that is, delichadchila aser liknos peros mituloim lemochen loovdei kochavim. Let's say you have a batch of you own strawberry fields, and the strawberries are infested with bugs. That's just how they are. You're not allowed to sell them lichadchila because these are things that are dvarim hamiuchadim leachila and it's machal sasurus. But the prichadash bekunches achron cholakav, he argues on this. So what would the machlokis be here? What do you think? Whether it's us or a mutter to sell bug-infested strawberries?
Why?
Hmm?
They have an isser
tea pig either. It's about you, not about them. It's your isser.
Still usser.
Still usser, therefore what?
You're selling the fruits that have the bugs.
Right, so I'm saying, why would you permit it then? Why would the pre-chadash thing is permitted?
Because you're selling the fruit.
Buying the fruit. Because they could clean it. You're saying, sure, they could clean it. Let's say you sell strawberries, which are not cleanable. You can't. Some strawberries are not really. They're so impossible to clean.
It depends on what the name of what you're selling is. So if you're selling fruits, and you're selling fruits.
Right. So I think because, in essence, what you're saying is because they're external. The bugs are external to the strawberries themselves are not inherently usser. Have any bugs that are getting in the way, but those are external to the actual strawberries. As opposed to selling a horse, a donkey, a camel, a pig, these things are inherently usser. And that might be the Isser Schor. You're not selling bugs, you're selling strawberries. Happens to be there are bugs on it, but that won't impact the sale. I thought also that would be the explanation. But Rowan's also saying a good point. Since you could clean it, there's a way around it, so maybe that would be another reason why it shouldn't be us if it's really cleanable. Something like cranberries, which you can't clean, or raspberries, which are impossible to clean, so then maybe then you couldn't clean, then your explanation wouldn't work. But according to Aaron's explanation, if it still works, it's you're selling raspberries, you're not selling bugs. Okay, let's just do quickly the Ramah, and we'll stop here. If you go to the next page now, the Ramah says, O lahalvos alav, you can't lend on them, using them as collateral, it seems, of some sort. Vafilu lechnos, so this is very, very important. It came up in the news a couple years ago, There's a Jewish philanthropist who was passing through an airport. Remember this story? Mm-hmm. And he bought a lot of non-kosher food for some American soldiers there. Afilu liknoso la'achilo lepoalo v'ovdei kochavim aser. To now buy food, non-kosher food, for your workers, it's aser to do so. I've had the shaila also a couple of times. A person was taking out his employee somewhere, wherever it was, out of town, and there's no kosher restaurants there. He wanted to give him food to eat. Is he allowed to buy food for them to have what to eat, even though it's a non-kosher place?
He gave them vouchers, though. He didn't buy them food.
I think
he gave them each money.
Was it what it was? Yes, I'm not sure.
I think so.
Okay.
So he can't do that either.
The
hold on, but they're not his workers also. Does that matter?
Oh, so let's see. Let's look at the shach here for the explanation here. There's a taz also here, but let's look at the taz first. Sifkat and beis. La'chilo l'po'al av'ov de'kochavim. The beis Yosef lo nimsa tam l'zeh. There's no reason for this. Why would that be aser? V'adarabah. Kasa b'shem Yushalmi, mi shaloka chazerim letzorach poalim of the chachamim kishemocha or eino mocha ela bedamav. It says in Yushalmi, person who buys pigs for his workers, he could only, if he ends up selling them, he could only sell them for the price. He can't make a profit. Sounds like you can buy to feed them. The tzorach lomar, the shatah says it must be a reason. It must be because hasam amar linin misha avar v'lokach. Yushalmi is talking about a guy mistakenly bought pigs. Now he's stuck with them. So when you sell them off, don't make a profit off of them. But then he needs to look far. What's the reason why it's usher to buy non-kosher food for your workers? Linyan Tam Isserbezeh goes on a whole discussion I'm not going to go through to try to find the reason why it's usher. But you see, it's not so clear why it would be usher. So if you look over now at the Shach, he makes a chilek, which might be room for a heter for these cases. The Shach says, Sifkat and Gimel, v'afilu l'knoso l'achilo l'po'al av'ov l'chacham usher. Lefi das harav, the Ramah, Liadati amasam churabim mibnei imenu amenu l'shalochin treifas b'cheven de kidei l'hachil apalayim of the chum. I don't know. People where he lived will oftentimes buy non-kosher food for their workers. V'adavar pasha lehem l'hate. They think the davar pasha is permitted. V'al tzarechi minayin lo l'arav psakse. How do they find such a heter? Ki ad rabba. Me'agos maimoni shevi beis Yosef mashma shemuta liknos l'hachil l'poalav of the chachavim. Shall aser ella liknos kedei litain lo of the chacham. Pay attention to the difference here. It's mutter to buy to feed. It's aser to buy to give. So giving, as he explains here, because kaseh beis Yosef alav hatam mishum dimatana have kimo mecher. When you give them something, so then that's like selling something. Why? Dilav de kabel hana mineh. If you don't receive hana, you wouldn't give them something. Meaning, when you give them a gift, it's only because they gave something to you first. There was some type of implicit exchange that took place there. So buying something and then giving it to them, that would be awesome. That's called schar. That's selling ma'achas asuras. But buying for them to eat, not giving them, buying them to eat would be permitted. So let's say you take them out to a restaurant and then use my credit card, I'll be put on the business. So that would be allowed. That's buying their food for them. But to buy a bunch of pigs, pork, and then giving them the pork afterward, that second stage, that's what the Shach says would be usher. Now the Shach is just trying to explain a chilek and a melamed tzchus on those who do this, but I'm not sure how comfortable he is with this. I didn't ask any poskim how he poskim with regards to this halacha. At the end of the day, Shach quotes 2 days later on from a taz, whether it's permitted to buy food for the workers or not. He quotes the Eish Osrim, but Stam, the Pashup Shah of the Ramah is, it's also to buy food across the board for the non-Jewish workers. Now, I remember now I'm thinking about this. When I had this question a couple of years ago, someone asked me this. He was out of town. I was told it was Mutab. I'm forgetting how they said you're allowed to go about doing this. I'm forgetting now. Yeah, if they had the company's credit card, they could get whatever they want, and they just charge it to the company. You didn't buy it for them. They bought it on their own, and you just have reimbursing them. So reimbursing would be permitted. But to buy for them and then giving to them, that's where there would be an isser. So and someone mentioned he bought vouchers. He bought vouchers for them, right? So is buying vouchers, is that considered any better than actually buying the food for them? That would seem to me buying and then giving. That would be seem more problematic to me. Right.
Right. Okay. Pouches for that place. He's saying just they give them $100. They can go wherever they want.
Right. They could buy, you know, water, 100 bottles of water with that, and fine. I hear. Okay. It's an interesting food for thought, and yeah.
If I get a tray gift basket, I put it out to the guy in the office to eat, or I give them, say, I got three bottles of wine. I give it to the guy in the office. And
the bottle of wine is more problematic because it could be an Isser Hana. We'll see in Daf Yomi tomorrow. It could be Isser Hana with regard to that. Others, you would be able to. If you were given a basket, that's called Nizdamin. That's kind of just like it happened, you didn't ask for it. So then you could, you know, make, you can sell that if you wanted. So you could give that away as well. But since Yain is more problematic because it's Isser B'Hana, possibly. So then you cannot give it away. Right. Chuck it, yeah. Okay.
Step in.